This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to a new week here at the Superhuman Nation, the helm of the Superhuman Nation right here at Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to investigate our alpha lipoic acid, this unique isomer, isoform of alpha lipoic acid, its benefits and what you should know about it. Later in the show, we have a special edition of the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. We're going to be joined by Dr. Tom Levy here in just a moment. And I have an announcement to make. I'm really, really proud of this announcement. I have to tell you about it, okay? I'll tell you why I'm proud. I'm kind of gushing. Those of you know that Aaron Singerman started out in the industry as my co-host on Off Topic on RX Muscle. Well, Aaron has come a long, long way. And saying I'm proud of him is really an understatement. He launched his new website today, and it's called PrimeNutrition.com. The list of fantastic supplements he has there is beguiling for a fledgling new company. Those of you who know Aaron know that he's worked very, very hard in the industry to get to this point. Those of you who don't know him need to check it out. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. And as a special bonus for those of you who are getting there quickly, if you use the coupon code OPEN20, O-P-E-N-2-0, you get 20% off anything there. Check out these products he's got. I mean, this is a super-duper endeavor. Congratulations to Aaron Singerman for the launch of his new company, PrimeNutrition.com. Dr. Thomas Levy, how are you, sir?
Very good, Carl. Happy to be here again.
Yes, and Dr. Levy, you know, you really are one of the people who are pioneering the whole orthomolecular approach to medicine these days. Too many people turn too quickly to pharmaceutical drugs as alternatives for disease states. Pharmaceutical drugs do nothing to keep us healthy. They can only treat disease states. But orthomolecular approach with supplements like vitamin C, vitamin B, what we're going to talk about today, a form of alpha lipoic acid. These are not only ways to rescue a person, but these are also ways to stay healthy to begin with, right?
Absolutely, Carl. As it turns out, a wide body of antioxidants has, I wouldn't even just say health preservative roles, they're what should be in the body, and that's probably what brings in the orthomolecular concept. So many diseases are actually being caused by deficiencies of these inside the cell, inside the mitochondria, inside all the different areas where the mechanism of the body is functioning. And as antioxidants, they supply electrons, and electrons are what keep you healthy. When you start to be deficient in electrons, which results in what's called oxidative stress, then disease develops. So it's very much just what keeps the body normal.
And you know what's interesting, Dr. Levy? We've been talking a lot about diseases like cancer being looked at as metabolic disorders as opposed to genetic disorders. And we've done some really, really fantastic shows on that area. And what we learn about many of these disease states, especially cancer, is that the mitochondria of the cell goes through a stage where it becomes dysfunctional. In the area of cancer, it starts to move towards anaerobic glycolysis. And one of the ways to rescue the mitochondria, one of the supplements that they recommend just recently in one of the shows, is the R form of alpha lipoic acid. Now, I want to mention something. When we talk about R-alpha-lipoic acid, a lot of people are going to think, oh, it's just a supplement. But you should know that BASF studied the R-isoform of alpha-lipoic acid back in the late 80s because they had intentions of introducing it as a diabetes drug, but they couldn't patent it because it's naturally occurring. So they abandoned it, even though it worked. And in Germany, R-alpha-pocic acid is still prescribed as a modality of managing blood sugar levels. So don't poo-poo on R-alpha-pocic acid because it's something you can buy without a prescription. With that being said, let's talk a little bit about why the R-ALA is the way to go as opposed to just plain alpha-lipoic acid. Can you talk to us about that?
Well, it all has to do with bioavailability, and whenever you take a supplement, you want to make sure it gets concentrated in the areas you want it to be, and you want it to be biochemically active. They have different isomers that have less activity than others. Some have no activity. So it's just like looking at a mirror image of something. A mirror image of something looks like the same thing, but it's not. It's different. So you need not only the right compound, you need it to have the right isomeric physical configuration in order to have biochemical potency.
Okay, so the R-alpha-lipoic acid is a very powerful antioxidant, but doesn't it also recycle other antioxidants, or does it not?
Yes, as a matter of fact, probably a good way to consider alpha-lipoic acid is that it's a master antioxidant orchestrator. In other words, it sort of optimizes the interactions best among all the more prominent antioxidants. I mean, for example, it'll directly recharge vitamin C from its oxidized to its reduced state. It'll indirectly recharge vitamin C, a fat-soluble antioxidant in the cell wall, and it'll also recharge glutathione and get glutathione levels up, even coenzyme Q10. So, and one of the reasons why it's so good at this is because it's one of the very few, only the only one that I can think of at the top of my head, that is both water-soluble and fat-soluble. So that allows it to get into areas where other antioxidants might have difficulty concentrating.
Now, the traditional alpha-lipoic acid is just 50% the R isomer and 50% the L isomer, correct?
That sounds correct, yes, sir.
Okay. So when you take R-alpha-lipoic acid, obviously it has a powerful antioxidant value, but it does some other things too. It's been shown, does it mimic insulin or does it help insulin sensitivity? I've never truly understood that.
I think it more optimizes your response to insulin, so you could say an insulin sensitizer more than, no, I don't think you could say it has any insulin, direct insulin-like role at all, though.
Okay. But it is a valuable tool for those who want to manage blood sugar levels or even reduce blood sugar spikes, correct?
Sure, absolutely.
What other value does R-alpha-lipoic acid possess?
Well, you know, it's such a long laundry list. A lot of listeners might say, oh, it's just one of those things where it's good for everything. Well, if listeners have listened to some of our previous conversations, they understand that all the organs and all the cells of the body run optimally when there is the least oxidative stress, and thus the role of an antioxidant bringing electrons in. So because of this broad base effect, there are very few significant diseases it doesn't affect. But however, it has been specifically documented to be great for depression, for antitoxin effects, such as with mushroom poisoning for the liver, even for things like alcoholism, which involves deficiencies often in the liver and the brain, cataracts, diabetes, as you mentioned. It even plays a role in preventing the transformation of normal cells into malignant cells. And that may sound impressive, but you need to remember that the basic thing that causes a cell to become a cancer cell is you increase the oxidative stress inside the cell beyond a certain point. So all of these things are hooked together, and in many ways, what lipoic acid can do is a shadow of what vitamin C can do, pretty much the same sort of things. Probably where alpha-lipoic acid comes into play in areas that vitamin C has less effect is its ability to actually chelate toxins and remove them out of the body, and even have a very effective way of passing the blood-brain barrier and getting toxins out there as well.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, what I'd like to discuss is dosing and how alpha lipoic acid could be used, as well as a biotin. I know that there's a relationship between our alpha lipoic acid and biotin. I want to talk about that. We're talking with Dr. Thomas Levy. We're talking about the R form of alpha lipoic acid. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstaking processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Thomas Levy about R alpha lipoic acid. You try saying that fast. So, Dr. Levy, I remember reading many, many years ago, over a decade ago, that when you supplement with very high doses of R-ALA, that you also should pay attention to supplementing or getting adequate amounts of biotin, which is a B vitamin, right?
Yeah, it's a B vitamin. It's also known as vitamin B7, I believe.
And why is this? Does R-ALA deplete biotin, or does it require biotin for some sort of exchange process?
No, I don't think it depletes biotin. There's actually a structural similarity between alpha-lipoic acid and biotin, and some supplement manufacturers like to put a little bit of biotin in there, but it's by no means necessary for alpha-lipoic acid to have its very positive effects, and I don't believe it could be stated that you get a deficiency of biotin over time if you take alpha-lipoic acid.
And especially if you're taking reasonable doses. So let's talk about dosing for a second. How, and then we're going to talk about the best possible way to deliver it. if someone is taking an over-the-counter, off-the-shelf, you know, our Alla product that they're buying maybe at a local health food store, how many milligrams at a time should they take, and how frequently should they take it, and should they take it around meals?
Well, the dose can range anywhere from, generally speaking, from 100 milligrams to 600 milligrams. Some people, with the guidance of a healthcare practitioner that are focusing in on a specific indication, might take double or triple the 600 dose, but most people are going to fall into the 600 milligram dose or less range of regular alpha-lipoic acid. And in fact, this is what most of the clinical studies have used as a dose when they're demonstrating the many extremely positive effects that alpha-lipoic acid has been documented to have. That's not to say, like with vitamin C, for example, that there might not be wonderful effects taken from a larger dose, but for people wanting to feel their way, if you will, and I think most of us look at our own health intuition as to how our body's reacting to something to determine whether or not we take more, take less, or take the same, it would appear that your best dosages are going to range from a couple hundred milligrams to 600 milligrams. It's not really necessary to take it with food, but it can have a little bit of a acid problem for some sensitive stomachs. So if somebody that's taking it by itself notices even minimal gastric discomfort, then they can just as easily take it with a meal.
And should it be dosed a few times a day, or just once a day is adequate?
It's you can get benefits either way. This, again, would depend on whether or not you're just taking it for general health purposes or if you're really trying to specifically address a particular medical problem. And if you notice it gets better after your first dose in the morning, but you're starting to have whatever the symptom is again later on in the day, then you can take a split dose. But it's not of the importance of maintaining dose levels in your blood as with, say, vitamin C.
Okay. Now, we have a sponsor, and it's no mystery, called Livon Labs, and you're familiar with this company as well. And they produce a lipospheric R-alpha-lipoic acid product, which I take daily now. Is there a benefit to taking it in a liposomal form versus just a powder or capsule?
Sure. You get a lot more efficient absorption. You don't get any of the potential stomach upset. And you get a deeper bioavailable delivery. We talked about mitochondria. You can, with a liposomal preparation, you can get liposomes inside the cell and inside the mitochondria and the other subcellular organelles. The other thing is, again, when you're treating a specific condition, or you're hoping to improve a specific condition with something like alpha-lipoic acid, you would want to consider taking multiple doses during the day, because the absorption and the half-life in the plasma is very short, okay? Whereas with the liposome preparation, in many ways, an additional advantage of a liposome preparation is it can be considered an extended release type of administration.
Now, when we talked about liposomal vitamin C, one of the things that you explained is that when you take vitamin C that's encapsulated in a liposome, it's able to pass through the cell membrane without undergoing oxidation through the process, which makes it readily available to do the primary job without being recycled. Is the same true of a liposomally encapsulated R-alpha-lipoic acid?
Sure. Anything that's properly encapsulated in a neutral, non-ionic liposome of a tiny enough size made of phosphatidylcholine, you can pass directly into the cell, deposit the contents, and not have any consumption of energy in the process, which, as you noted, is probably, and I say probably because there's really no liposome experts I know out there, and I've read a very large amount of the literature on it, that can tell you exactly why liposomes have the effect they do, and a lot of what I present here is my logical deduction. Okay, my logical deduction tells me that when I see 5 grams of vitamin C in a liposome preparation taken orally can have as much or greater a clinical impact as 50 grams of unencapsulated vitamin C given intravenously on, say, an acute viral infection, I say, well, the liposome has to be doing something special.
Right.
And in this case, I don't think there's any reasonable conclusion other than to say that it gets a very large amount of the payload directly inside the cell without the consumption of energy. Because even when you take vitamin C intravenously, you still need to consume energy to get it inside the cell in its active reduced form.
Could there be something to the ionic charge of the liposome? I know that, okay, so the most advanced transdermal delivery systems use liposomes in the area of, some of the early ones were lecithin-based organogels that you could compound a drug into, apply it to the skin. The lecithin had the unique, because of the lipospheric structure, had unique ability to pierce the edges of the cells at the stratum corneum. But more importantly, they seem to have almost a magnetic charge, and they are attracted towards fat. So they not only get through the skin, but they seem to almost get pulled, if you will, to the fatty layer in the skin, which would indicate to me it's not the affinity to fat, but there's some sort of ionic charge to this capsule, if you will, that allows it to permeate things osmotically. Do you think that that is what's happening on the cell level?
Well, I don't know about the ionic charge. You do have liposomes that have ionic charges on them, but the liposomes that we're talking about from Livon don't have that. But what could account for the type of phenomenon that you're describing is what's called an endocytosis, and that's where the wall of the liposome is phosphatidylcholine, which is nearly identical to the same type of phosphatidylcholine that surrounds a normal cell inside the body.
Mm.
And some of the liposomes, when they hit the cell wall, they simply merge into the cell wall, become part of the cell wall, and then deposit their contents.
Almost like beads of mercury. When they touch, they just become one.
Yeah, that's quite correct. And some of the other liposomes, the even tinier ones, will pass directly through the pores between the in the cell, so that they can deliver liposomally their contents even deeper inside the cytoplasm and into the subcellular organelles like mitochondria and the nucleus.
So we talked about the mitochondria just for a moment. And our alpha-lipoic acid, in conjunction with things like CoQ10 and pyroquinone, whatever it is, PQQ, they seem to have a kind of a trifecta benefit to the mitochondria. Is the result of our alpha-lipoic acid's effect on the mitochondria exclusively because it's a powerful antioxidant, or does it hold some extrinsic value as well?
Well, it has direct antioxidant effects, and it has what's called indirect antioxidant effects. When you have something that can chelate toxic substances and remove them, that also ends up having increased antioxidant impact because all toxins are prooxidants. So you can either be a direct antioxidant, you can contribute electrons directly, or if you get rid of toxins, which are prooxidant, you can also increase, by that mechanism, the electron content inside the cell.
There is some emerging research that shows that there is a diminishing return from antioxidants. And what I mean by that is not that they stop working, but they can actually work in the opposite direction as we would hope that they would. For instance, reactive oxygen species is required in order to decompose and break down what otherwise would be active tumor cells. And so there is a point of we want to have adequate antioxidant value in the body, but not so much that we don't have the healthy oxidative function of the body. Do you think that this is dependent on activity level? So for someone who exercises a lot, they're spinning off a lot more oxidative stress, if you will, free radicals. So they should supplement with higher doses of antioxidants, and somebody who is moderately active to inactive could get by with just the minimum?
Well, you know, everybody has a different requirement, and the requirement depends on how much oxidative stress beyond normal physiological oxidative stress, like respiration, puts inside your body. And this has to do, of course, with what you said, exercise. Exercise produces a lot of pro-oxidant byproducts. It also, one of its positive effects, too, is it pushes toxins out of cells. It causes an elimination of highly reactive iron, which is pro-oxidant. So somebody like this, yes, would need more antioxidant coverage on a routine basis than someone who, except for the exercise, was a similar person. But so much of it depends on the other toxins present in the body, things like dental toxicity, root canals, periodontal disease, a constipated gut causing the absorption of a lot of toxins from the gut, from Clostridium and other bacteria, and all these things factor into how much antioxidants you need. But the act of vigorous exercise per se is best covered by a greater rather than a lesser amount of antioxidant coverage, yes.
We're going to go into a break. I want to mention something, that if you go to superhumanradio.com right now, at the very, very top, there's an opportunity to get a liposomally encapsulated R-ALA, which I use post-workout, by the way, because we know the value of R-alpha-lipoic acid helping to shuttle glutathione into muscles post-workout. And this is really the best R-alpha-lipoic acid product out there. And you can save $10 by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com. When we come back, I want to talk about R-ALA, Lipo-C, and glutathione. We're talking right now with Dr. Thomas Levy. We're talking about R-alpha-lipoic acid. Later in the show, Rob Regish will join us to perform the Blueprint Power Hour on a Monday instead of a Tuesday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Thomas Levy about R-alpha pulic acid. So, Dr. Levy, you said that R-alpha has a relationship with glutathione and vitamin C. In what instances would you say that there's a great therapeutic value to taking all three of these together? Can you give me any ideas of any conditions or disease states where it would benefit people?
Well, gosh, without sounding too general, that combination of antioxidants, especially in a liposome encapsulated form, I can't think of a condition that it wouldn't be good for. So a lot of it depends most of the time on convenience, how often somebody wants to be taking something, expense, and a lot of other factors like that. But from a pure biochemical medical point of view, I think bolstering your glutathione, your vitamin C, and your alpha lipoic acid is rarely going to do anything but good. The only time it wouldn't do good, in my opinion, would be when you have enough toxins in your cells, and your excretion enzymes have been inhibited by oxidation, so that when you get a strong bolstering of antioxidant effect, you start turning on these enzymes and they start kicking out a lot of toxins. And although that's positive, getting toxins out of your body, if you have a large enough amount of toxins in your cells and this combination starts kicking them out fast enough, you can at least acutely feel worse rather than better.
And this is, in fact, the phenomenon that occurs in especially in women who have a significant amount of fat loss very rapidly, because the fat cells are kind of like the time capsule for toxins. And so we see a lot of women who undergo, you know, where they lose 100 pounds in a year, especially bariatric surgery patients. We actually see things happening to them, like developing certain types of estrogen-dependent cancers because of the phyto- and xenoestrogens that are stored in the fat cells, and also because of the toxins they've been carrying around with them for years that have been sequestered in these fat cells hitting the bloodstream all at one time. So what you're saying is you potentially could create that kind of scenario, so you should tread lightly if you are starting an antioxidant regimen and kind of ease into it, it sounds like.
Yes, I mean, in general, never ignore your body and never ignore how you're feeling. If you take something and you feel crappy, even though the long-term effect could be good, as we say, you don't want to burn down the house to get rid of the roaches.
Right.
It would indicate to you that you either need a different combination, you need to take a smaller amount, you need to take it less frequently, but listen to your body. By no means ignore what's going on in your body.
I don't think there's any other company that produces an R-alpha lipoic acid product that's liposomally encapsulated. And this is a pretty good dose, too. Livon Labs provides a single packet. It has upwards of 200 milligrams of R-alpha. I have to believe that one packet a day would be adequate for the average person. Am I off base on that?
No, I think you're absolutely correct. I'm not saying you can overdose on alpha lipoic acid. It's similar to vitamin C. It's very... very safe, and they don't have any defined toxic level or upper limit of consumption. But they do have animal studies that show that when you take lipoic acid to super elevated doses as a toxicity. So you know, use common sense, gauge it on how you feel, but I think the one packet a day of the lipoic acid is a good dose for most people, yes.
Yeah, I know, that's a lot to say, lipoic acid.
Yeah.
Have you tasted it yet? I have. I love this stuff. I take it every day. Have you tasted it yet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I take it on a regular basis myself.
It tastes like key lime pie to me. Do you notice that it has, it really does. It has a very, you know, most, okay, when I was a young man, and our Allah became all the rage in the post-workout nutrition field, I used to break two capsules, 100 milligram capsules of R-Ala into my post-workout drink, which included 40 grams of whey protein and 80 grams of dextrose, and then 5 grams of creatine and 200 milligrams of R-Ala, and I would shake that up in water and drink it down, and the R-Ala will burn your throat. I mean, it's very, very strong acidic effect. But Live On Labs has created an R-Ala that combined with the buttery flavor of the liposomes actually tastes like key lime pie to me. It's insane. It really tastes good. And I don't even wash it down with water. I enjoy the flavor of it that much. So I think that's pretty funny.
But I can't say I've had the key lime experience, but it's pleasant enough and quite tolerable.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what I want to do. I want to take one last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about your new book. You have a new book coming out where you really bang the bell about the dangers of calcium supplementation, which I think have been, we started to talk about this in the mainstream, but then we kind of got bored with it. No one talks about it anymore. And everybody just went back to doing what they were doing. And you have a new book coming out called Death by Calcium, right?
Yes, sir. And let me just introduce people by saying the title is not an exaggeration.
Yeah, there you go. And I agree with you 100%. All right, look what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Dr. Thomas Levy, talk about his new book. In the meantime, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Live On Labs lipoic acid banner ad to learn more and save $10 on this fantastic antioxidant post-workout supplement. Really a fantastic product. No one else makes a liposomal R-Ala but Live On Labs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, not too far in the distant past. Obviously, even further in the distant past, there was always this edict that people should be taking 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day once they hit a certain age. I don't know if it was 45 or 50, and especially women. And then it came to light that taking this amount of calcium was dangerous. It had effects on the heart because of calcium channel activation. It had effects on calcification of nerves and so on. And so we heard a little rumbling in the news that, hey, well, maybe you shouldn't be taking a calcium supplement. But then it went away. And we still see these calcium supplements being hawked on TV, the ones that look like a chocolate truffle. And we still see people taking their calcium anyway. So you've written a book called Death by Calcium. Is this why? Do you really feel like everybody's kind of forgotten the message that it may be dangerous?
No question. As a matter of fact, when the study came out in 2010 that showed calcium supplements increase your risk of heart attack, I said, well, I don't need to write the book anymore. The calcium's done. But then the years went by, and as you just said, things were ignored, and I said, it looks like my work is still cut out for me. Calcium, along with stuff like iron and copper, are three of what I call the most significant toxic nutrients. By that I mean they have a specified positive nutrient role in your body in very small amounts. And you get beyond that amount and they become toxic. And not only do they become toxic, but in the case of copper and especially iron and calcium, these two things, iron and calcium, when they get pushed to excess inside the cell, they create the actual environment that's needed to make a cell diseased, and if aggravated further, to kill the cell. So it's really part of the natural mechanism by which the body will use to kill a cell. But bottom line is, too much calcium is very bad for you, but what we haven't realized up until, or we still haven't realized, and I hope we'll clarify it with this book, is that what comprises too much calcium is actually quite a low amount. Okay, you mentioned 1,000 milligrams.
Well, that was what everybody was talking about. Remember, right. I mean, everybody was, if you're 45 years old and a woman, you need to supplement with 600 to 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day to avoid osteoporosis.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing that really iced it, and by no means is this book based on one study, there's an enormous amount of study supporting the premise that I put down. But there's a study in Sweden following 61,000 women over a 19-year period prospectively. I mean, about as sound a study as you could hope for, and it clearly showed that women with the highest calcium consumption, whether it came from the diet or supplements, versus women with the lowest consumption, their death rate was 2.5 times higher. Very clear, very clean, very profound.
Interesting. So you're saying that people need to look at their dietary intake of calcium and assess that first before they even turn to considering supplementation, because most people will probably find out that they're getting 600, 800 milligrams of calcium a day in their diet without supplementation.
Absolutely. And the reason why we have so many people concerned about calcium is not due to science, but due to marketing. Okay? Osteoporosis, which is a bad disease, which a lot of older women and older men have, involves, among other things, not solely this, a calcium deficiency in the bones.
And not in the bloodstream,
in the
bones.
The calcium deficiency in the bones equates to a calcium excess everywhere else in the body. So when you take in more calcium, it doesn't effectively get incorporated in the bones, but it does go on throughout the body, forming calcium deposits and increasing your intracellular levels of calcium, which I'm going to tell you the evidence shows is at the root of all chronic degenerative diseases.
So what is a more sensible approach to increasing bone mineral uptake of calcium or maintaining bone mineral density without losing it into the bloodstream?
Okay, and I go into the very extensive protocols in the book, but in a nutshell, this involves bioavailable magnesium, vitamin D regulated to a blood level of 50 to 60 nanograms per cc, vitamin C, vitamin K, especially K2, the essential fatty acids, and normalizing deficiencies of the sex hormone and thyroid hormones. All of these things together will not only stop the progression of osteoporosis, they will often reverse it, and they'll start to normalize the abnormalities of calcium metabolism that you've done to your body from the years of calcium administration.
Interesting. But doctors won't talk about this, will they?
Well, you know, I'm not sure yet. This shouldn't be something that threatens docs like vitamin C and other things.
But it takes more thought. You see, I'm sorry to say this, and I'm not talking about you when I say this, because you know that there's doctors and there's doctors out there today. And the reality is that for whatever reason, and it's not because the medical orthodoxy has become sinister or lazy or anything like that, but a lot of times doctors don't have the time or the wherewithal to get into complex approaches to treating anything short of handing a patient a prescription saying take one of these every single day. And so, and obviously the pharmaceutical industry has both capitalized this and created this environment hand in hand. But for a doctor to sit down and say, look, we did a DEXA scan. We're starting to notice that you're getting thin in your hips. We need to do something to stop this from happening. Take more calcium. That's an easy one for them. They can say, go out and take Citracal, 1,000 milligrams a day. But for them to say what you just said, look, we need to look at all these things, which means blood work, and then we're going to have to address all these things that you are, whichever ones you're deficient in. This is obviously the right way to do it, but the current medical system is not designed to treat people the right way.
No, well, you're absolutely right, Carl. One thing you mentioned about the DEXA scan, and I think this is an important point made in the book too, is the goal that doctors have is to give you enough calcium to make your bone density go up on this test. Well, I've got news for you. There's a ton of studies that show increasing bone density with calcium supplementation does not decrease the chances of bone fracture.
Right, because that's another thing that they miss entirely. By not having adequate amounts of calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, all these other minerals in your bloodstream, what ends up happening is that you end up changing the flexibility of the bones. You make the bones more rigid. So density means nothing. If they're too rigid, they snap instead of bend.
Well, I put together the the metaphor, it's like putting a bright coat of new paint on a rotten fence.
Right, right. It's very, very dangerous. So when does the book come out?
Should be out in the first or second week of December.
And where would people be able to get it, at Amazon?
Probably Amazon down the road, but the best spot would be to go to my website, peakenergy.com, in the book section.
Peakenergy.com.
Right.
So, and also, calcium seems to cause an excitatory effect. When there's a lot of calcium in the bloodstream, regardless of whether it's leaching from bones or you're getting it through your diet, there seems to causes an excitatory effect in the heart because of excessive calcium channel activity. Isn't this correct?
Well, I don't know what excitatory translates to. In one sense, excitatory could translate to increased oxidative stress in different foci, and to that degree, calcium is actually the main culprit. When you have, for example, a malignant cell, 100% of the time, the inside of that malignant cell has a high level, an abnormal level of increased oxidative stress, and 100% of the time, accompanied by or caused by, not sure which, there's an abnormally elevated level of calcium.
Interesting.
So calcium is intrinsically related to malignant transformation and maintenance of the cancer state, and there's a whole host of studies in animals that show when you take measures that pull calcium back out of these cells, you can actually oftentimes get them to revert to a normal phenotype and eliminate the cancerous transformation.
So if somebody's been supplementing with calcium for years, making the proper corrections that you spoke about, does that change the scenario quickly, or does it take time for it to reverse?
Well, you know, you can get a lot of benefits quickly. A lot of the benefits you're looking for are long-term, but they had a couple fascinating studies that showed how potent good magnesium supplementation is, and magnesium is actually a natural calcium blocker. They showed that patients in the intensive care unit who received high doses of magnesium for 24 to 36 hours as a part of a protocol to see what it did to heart attack patients, they found that those patients receiving a total of like 30 grams over a day and a half not only had a decreased death rate for the next 5 years, they had a decreased death rate from all causes. So that's how significant getting the proper amounts of something like magnesium inside your body to cope with this calcium excess can do.
And this is my frustration. We who embrace supplements are guilty of some of the same things that those on the other side of the fence do with pharmaceutical drugs. So we find out that something has a specific action, and we start to supplement with that one thing without taking into consideration the symbiotic relationships that one thing that you're now supplementing has with upstream and downstream other molecules. And, you know, this notion of taking calcium is ridiculous when you know that calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, phosphorus, all of these other minerals have to be in the proper ratios as well for any of these things to work, and one of them sticking its head up too high causes problems. And so what I want to be careful of is that we now don't end up with a population that overdoses on magnesium, because that has a host of other problems that it could cause. The bottom line is this. You should look for natural food sources of magnesium and calcium and potassium, and don't ignore sodium, because the news is out about sodium. All these people out there avoiding sodium because their doctors are telling them they're dying of heart attacks, because your body needs sodium too.
Well, with anybody listening, you know, I'm not saying go run out and start taking as much magnesium as I can. Many people will do well taking a large amount of magnesium, but the protocols that I have in the book are very specific. They give good guidelines. They show how to follow up and see that you're doing good rather than harm.
Right.
So we should have all that out in about a month.
Okay, so pick up the book. If you're a clinician and you're working with other individuals, this is a great book to have, because you can actually then show your clients, hey, look, you know, you need to be paying attention to how much calcium you're getting in your diet first before you start turning to supplements. And obviously for individuals out there like myself, because I'll tell you something else. We have a world filled with AFib now. And there are a lot of reasons for AFib. But one of them is improper electrolyte imbalances for a long enough period of time where calcium channels in the heart become overexcited. And a lot of people who have AFib, if they can get their magnesium and potassium levels in the right area for where their calcium is, the AFib goes away without taking any of these pharmaceutical drugs. So think about how magical that is.
You make a point about mainstream and alternative medicine, and I would just like to point out to whoever's listening, I advocate and I practice what I consider to be science-based medicine. Regular medicine has some good stuff and a lot of crap. Alternative medicine has some good stuff and a lot of crap, and you need to open your mind and see that things are logical and follow something, not because it seems nice, but because it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect. Because look at what we're doing with statin drugs right now. That's a whole nother issue.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Only the pharmaceutical industry could come out and say, well, we're going to ignore LDL because it appears that lowering LDL has no effect on heart attack. But we're going to tell you to take, we're going to prescribe more statins for people, even though they're not working, because we feel that more people just need to take. This is only the pharmaceutical industry under the tutelage of the FDA could say, this isn't working, so we're going to prescribe it to more people. I'm
just
flabbergasted.
Just like torturing people with chemotherapy on certain cancers that have documented to have no beneficial effect from the chemotherapy, but they give it anyway.
Yeah. Dr. Levia, as always, thank you so much. Plug your website again, sir.
Peakenergy.com, PEAKENERGY.com.
And then, of course, go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about the liposomal R-alpha-lipoic acid. All right, thank you so much, Dr. Levy.
Thank you, Carl.
We'll be right back with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We're going to have our Blueprint Power Hour. It's not Tuesday. You're not crazy. It's Monday, but we're doing it today. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how can it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decatrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You're not dreaming. It's not Tuesday. It is Monday. And here's Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Rolling with the punches. How about you, Carl?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Anyway, we got a couple things I want to mention. First of all, and I mentioned this at the top of the first hour, but I'm really, really proud about this. Aaron Singerman, who got his start in this industry on Off Topic, the show that we used to produce for RX Muscle, has launched his new product line. And it's primenutrition.com, and they have launched a bunch of products. And so check that out. They have a discount for the Superhuman Nation. When you use the coupon code OPEN20, OPEN20, you get 20% off. You remember Aaron, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic news. I'm happy.
I am happy. You know what? Aaron has taken an opportunity that I gave him to be the co-host on Off Topic, and through just sheer hard work, good business decisions, and sensibility has rolled it into an unbelievable. I mean, he's got, I already know on the back end that the company is going to be a fantastic success. They're leading with like 15 SKUs right off the bat.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. So check it out, primenutrition.com. So what's going on with you? You want to give some shout outs too, right?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to both Dan Rollins and Sam Freeman. Dan signed up for a couple phone consults, and he does a lot of great work, some of which you see, much of which you don't see, helping athletes behind the scenes. And Sam Freeman, he's always in the mix, and he asks some insightful questions that stimulate me to think. So thank you very much for that, Sam.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so we have the Blueprint Power Hour, and we're going to lead off with a question from a guy who's contributed directly to the show, a blogger, Con Santori Davidson. He says, because of arm pain in upper bicep, forearm, and lower bicep, I stopped training arms for a month. I figured it would be better to make sure my arms were fresh for back day and chest day. That makes good sense. Just started to train arms again, and I've noticed that my left arm is a lot stronger than my right, just the opposite of me. It's always been like this, but not this bad. Like, I can curl a 50-pound dumbbell with my left for 10 reps, but only 6 reps with my right arm. Any advice? And then he has a second question. Just got some blood work back. It was great, except two things. My creatine, what's CPK? Creatine phosphokinase?
Is that
Yeah. Yeah, levels 426. And it's been at a high as high as 1378 in the past, and vitamin B12 levels were 2000, is the highest it's ever been. Blood work is done on an empty stomach in the AM. Should I be concerned about this? What do you think?
Well, on the issue of the one arm being stronger than the other, that isn't uncommon, but it frequently goes unnoticed. And the fix, or the diagnostic and the fix, is unilateral training. And it's a big part of the reason you hear me, you know, hammering on that. Things like kneeling, one-arm barbell jammer presses, one-arm dumbbell rows, and advanced variations of hardcore calisthenics are highly, highly recommended. You know, it's an eye-opener, as it was here for Khan. I further suggest pairing antagonistic muscle groups and working those in superset fashion. You know, as I said before, chest and back. you could superset the one-arm barbell jammer press and the dumbbell row. I think that's a great pairing, and that's going to expose the weakness, but more importantly, it'll allow you to quickly rectify it and provide balance in building that delicate shoulder joint. Now, with respect to your CPK levels, they're nothing to dismiss, as I found out the hard way. You want to keep an eye on those. But CPK, as we just mentioned, is short for creatine phosphokinase. And there are three different varieties to be concerned with. CPK1, that's found mostly in the brain and lungs. CPK2 is mostly in the heart. And CPK3 is in skeletal muscle. Now, vigorous and prolonged exercise is usually the reason CPK is elevated in athletes. And I'm guessing that explains your results there. I'd be more concerned, though, about your B12 results, as normal values are 200 to 900 picograms per milliliter. And something, a reading that high, it could be indicative of liver disease, such as cirrhosis or hepatitis. But I'm guessing your doc would have looked at your bilirubin and alkaline phosphates, you know, to rule out liver damage. I think as a precautionary measure, excess B12 in your diet and supplement regime should be curtailed or eliminated in the interim just as a precautionary measure.
And you know what? I wouldn't discount two things. Number one, on the first question, I would also go see a chiro. Make sure that you don't have a subluxation that is causing poor nerve impulses to one arm versus the other, number one. Number two, if you have any neuropathies developing in your feet, or if you feel like your little toes are getting numb, insteps are getting numb, this is characteristic of very, very high B12 levels. I would not rule out that that was an incorrect assay. I think with that high of an assay, unless you had just taken like 10 milligrams of sublingual methyl B12 that morning or the day before or whatever, I would ask your doctor to pull that one again, personally.
Yeah, but, you know, they make mistakes too. They're human.
All the time. So when you see one of these jump out at you like that, I would say to the doctor, hey, man, can we pull this one again? Because I don't think it should be that high, and it could be an error. If your doctor says, no, it's not an error, then look at him and say, really? So, in other words, labs never make mistakes? You know, reagents get old. They let, you know, I'll tell you something interesting. For those of you who own a glucometer, okay, try this yourself. Wake up one morning and do your fasted blood sugar levels like you normally do, right? Yep. Now, 10 seconds later, do it again, but this time prick your finger, let the blood bead up on your finger, wait about 10 seconds to 15 seconds before you touch it to the test strip, and then you'll find that your blood sugar level is like 10 to 20% higher, because when it's exposed to the air, oxidation affects the blood sugar level, and you get a different reading. So if you don't think assays are, you know, everything about an assay has to be spot on in order to have predictable results.
Yeah, and you made another excellent point, too, about the chiropractic. You know, if you have any doubt, stand with one foot on a bathroom scale, you know, one foot each. You'll need two scales, but it's well worth it. I just had a visit down to Way Natural USA, and I showed Greg, CEO Greg DeLong, just how much weight he was carrying on either leg, and there was a big difference, and it was an eye-opener. So if you're more than 5% off, consider seeing a chiro, because you likely have a subluxation and that electrical message isn't making it efficiently from the brain through the spinal cord through the nerve.
You know the old saying, it's not check yourself before you wreck yourself, it's check your spine before you wreck yourself. Anyway, let's go ahead right to the second question real quick, and then we'll let this segment run long. Vinny Spaeth says, regarding Tranquilogen, my wife is attempting to come off Lexapro and give Tranquilogen a try. Any ideas how to make this transition the easiest?
Yeah, if you haven't already done so, do let the doctor know that she's trying to come off, because tapering those SSRI drugs is essential, and the doc can help her do that. She'll probably go down in graduated amounts, but...
Yeah, as a rule, the way that's done is it's titrated. So you take 50% of the dose for 2 weeks.
Right.
And then you take 50% of that dose for 2 weeks. And then you take 50% of that dose for 2 weeks. This becomes harder and harder, depending on whether it's a capsule or a tablet. Tablets you can obviously cut, pretty close to the smaller sizes, but, capsules you can't.
Yeah.
So that's how doctors usually titrate that stuff.
It's good policy, especially on those drugs. But with respect to Tranquilogen, it balances serotonin and dopamine levels in the brain via rhodiola rosea. And rhodiola being an adaptogen, it's going to raise what's low and lower what's high. So in theory, that should take longer to work. But the reality is most people feel it in short order, because for most, rhodiola does a fine job of brightening your mood, taking the edge off, and things just roll off your shoulders easier. There's a small subset of the population, though, that finds it stimulating, though not in the way, let's say, traditional stimulants work. It just, it keeps you creative and focused. For some folks, it'll keep them up. Determining which group she falls into should be her number one priority, and one cap a day is where to start. And beyond that, Tranquilogen is fantastic for pain relief, muscle recovery, glucose disposal, and that's largely due to the curcumin that we use. Even a cursory look at the studies on curcumin should tell you what you need to know. It's one supplement, whether it's Tranquilogen or something else, that you want to have in your kitchen cupboard. Curcumin does pair exceptionally well, though, with rhodiola and the picomelin, 5-HTP, and astaxanthin, insofar as rounding out its calming and restorative effects. So I'd be interested in hearing more about how she does, Finney. Appreciate your question. I hope it works for her.
One other thing I want to throw in, and this was actually researched many, many years ago, and I know quite a few women who have done this successfully, but you can use melatonin, believe it or not, to reduce your reliance on SSRIs. While titrating the SSRI the way we talked about a moment ago, you start adding some melatonin in around sundown. And don't ask me why this happens, but if you go to PubMed and you search for SSRI and melatonin, you'll find a handful of really well-done studies that show that you can actually reduce reliance on serotonin reuptake inhibitors if you want to come off of them by using melatonin. And they've been reproduced. So check that out also. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to come back with a question from Craig Richardson. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish on a Monday. Consider yourself special. We'll be right back.
Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25. Now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions
fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I did it again, baby.
Yeah!
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint 3.0. Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin and get a free copy of the Blueprint 3.0 plus the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Superhuman University course, plus a special surprise. A picture of Rob Regish in a Eugene Sandow-esque pose with a fig leaf over his genitals. So check that out.
He just killed the salesman.
Nobody will want it now, right? They'll be like, look, could you just send me the other stuff, and I don't want the picture, okay? All right, so here we go. Craig Richardson says, hey, Rob, I'm in a position to buy Synthogen and Cre-Anabolin. Now that you can buy them here in the UK at Predator Nutrition. By the way, we're going to be talking with Predator Nutrition later this week because they may be coming aboard as a sponsor. So those of you in the UK, let them know that you listen to the show, please. Which one is best for bulking up phase? Thanks, Craig.
Well, you know, this one's a toughie, so we need to look at how each formula stacks up. Cre-Anabolin is a combination of Cre-Alkaline Creatine, Rapanticum Carthamoids Extract, 4-Hydroxyisoleucine, and L-Dopa from the red velvet bean. Synthogen, on the other hand, gives you all 9 essential amino acids, beta-alanine, orotic acid, trimethylglycine, PKTP, and the very same Rapanticum Carthamoids extract that's in Cre-Anabolin. So given your goal is bulking, I would pick Synthogen, but not for the reason most think. Because traditionally, most would look at the creatine content in Cre-Anabolin and associate it with bulking up. And while that's partially true, I take a different view of things. It's a little longer term view. To me, a successful bulk has as much to do with getting in as many productive sessions during the X number of weeks or months as possible that you're going to be bulking. And that means a lot more than any amount of water weight I think you would gain from creatine, which I don't know about most, but for me it's quickly lost when it's discontinued. Synthogen allows you to recover exceptionally fast from these bulking workouts, and it adds a favorable nutrient repartitioning effect, meaning it'll help steer the excess calories in your diet towards muscle and away from fat. The reason for that is a lot of it goes back to the emerging research we've seen on TMG, trimethylglycine, which I discussed here last week. They've been using it in farm animals for years to improve the muscle-to-fat ratios, and it's panning out in humans. So, you know, it's hard to lose with either product, but Synthogen would be my pick for those reasons. You know, if you can afford it, it's best to pick up a twin pack, load the first bottle daily, and thereafter you can dose the second bottle on training days only. And that's worked well for many a long-term Synthogen fan. So I hope that helps, Craig.
Okay, the next question comes from Samuel Freeman. He says, hey, Rob, I really enjoyed this month's Blueprint Bulletin. And those of you who are not getting the bulletin, you really should, because you get a lot of this stuff right in your inbox. I was wondering if you had an opinion on a new product called EpiSmash from Blackstone Labs. It looks like it has effects of a pro-hormone without the side effects. Thanks so much. And missed the BPPH this week. That's because you were out of town. But go ahead.
This is a combination of EpiStain and non-methylated halodrol. And it's being marketed, at least the ad copy that I read, as a safe alternative to pro-hormones. The reality is they're both active hormones. Now, I'd never used halodrol, but I was never impressed with EpiStain. My gut tells me if you're new to pro-hormones or these active androgens, you'll like the results. But I take issue with the ad copy because there's a very old, very true maxim, and it goes like this. There is no free lunch. Just because a compound isn't methylated or 17-alpha alkylated, it doesn't mean it's safe. And you saw this with some of the prior entries into the market, like MaxLMG, and the various clones like X-Mass. Guys figured since they weren't methylated, right, like Superdrol, it was open season. And it's just not the case. The liver isn't the only organ that's thrown out of whack when an androgen is introduced. And to say nothing of the fact that in a short period of time, you're going to need something stronger than these two to keep the tape measure making bigger circles. And I know I keep hammering on this point, but these and a lot of the other pro-hormones introduced after the ban, generally speaking, are weaker and more toxic than the compounds they replaced. It's also worth pointing out that most have no human data done on them. So here's the bottom line. I am all for a safe anabolic agent, but that's been the rub since day one. Science has never been able to completely disassociate the negatives from the positives, given the mechanism of action involved. If you're going to get results, you've got to use an effective dose. And that effective dose usually leads to shutdown and other issues that prevent long-term use. So if you do choose to use this product, just know that going in, Sam.
If you're looking for a pro-hormone and you understand the potential risks in using pro-hormones, using a non-methylated one, in my humble opinion, is a better choice. You obviously, the company making it has to deliver more of the raw material because
right.
they can't get by with putting a smidgen in because the methylation keeps it active in the bloodstream and keeps the liver from chewing it up and spitting it out. So there's obviously more expense in producing a non-methylated pro-hormone. We even see this in HRT, where women are taking base progesterone and estrogen capsules to get blood levels high enough, understanding that less than 5% is actually released into the bloodstream. The other 95% is just destroyed by the liver, and methylation will keep 95% intact, where only 5% is destroyed by the liver. So that this is the thing. But I think if you understand the risks, I'm my big pet peeve with a lot of these pro-hormones and pro-steroids became pet peeves when they started methylating them. Back in the day when Rob and I were on the forums, you took androstenediol, you took androdione, you took these. They were just base powders. That's all they were. They weren't methylated. When everybody started methylating things and making them more like pharmaceutical drugs, that's when we saw a lot of the hepatic issues come into play. So my take on this would be, if you're using a pro-hormone and understand the risks hormonally, and you take out of the equation the hepatic stress, then I'm fine with that. But if you are worried about the risks of taking any hormone, then no hormone, not even DHEA should be on your list of things to take.
So. Yeah, when they started methylating stuff, it got kind of scary, and because they didn't start with baby stuff.
Methyl one test was the first one, right?
Oh my God.
Right? And oh my God. And you took 20 milligrams of that and you felt sick and you got insane pumps and you were lethargic and that was it. But everybody loved it because it was methylated. You could take 20 milligrams of it. And I wonder, I remember reading an article that was written once that said methyl one test converted to some sort of methyl estrogen. That had it not been methylated, that methyl estrogen would have not have survived. It would have been destroyed by the liver. So methylation has some really metabolite-driven side effects as well.
Yeah, that was some scary stuff.
It was, and people were taking stupid doses. I remember a guy on one forum saying he was taking like 75 milligrams a day, and I'm thinking, dude, you're a jerk. You don't need more than 20 milligrams to see gains. Why are you taking so much?
There was one company, and they shall remain nameless, but right before the ban, they came out with a 50 milligram per tab methyl one test product. 50 milligrams a day. The stuff should have never come in anything over a 5 milligram tablet, in my opinion, because it was, as one guy put it, Anadrol heavy duty.
Yeah, right, exactly. And Anadrol was bad enough. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got a question from Greg Geldart. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, brought to you by The Blueprint 3.0. Check it out. We'll be right back. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. Now. Do it now. Come on.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all change with the Quest bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, Rob, I'm checking out the Prime Nutrition website.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, man. I'm really impressed. I mean, obviously, they have some of the basic pre-workout stuff and free-form amino acids, creatine, beta-alanine. They have Phenibut, something that I know that you've talked about on the show before.
Right.
They have a sleep formula. They have essentially Phytoform. They have a fruit and green formula.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, listen, and it includes organic spirulina and chlorella and kelp. And that's the greens. Then they've got antioxidants from fruits. They've got a vegetable blend, a fiber blend. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is really a well-thought-out product, and this is not the typical stuff that you would see from a, you know, quote-unquote bodybuilding supplement company. You got to check it out. It's primenutrition.com, and Aaron gave us a special coupon code, OPEN20, OPEN20, to save 20% off anything on the website. And like I said, I'm really proud of Aaron. I mean, he's really done a great job with what he's done in the industry.
I'm going there right after the show because, you know, if somebody's offering products that are new and unique, then, you know, I'm all for it. This industry has been so stagnant. You know, people that come up, the number of people that come along that think outside the box and with a 20% off discount, you know, you owe it to yourself, I think, just.
Well, let me ask you a question. Didn't you talk about Agmatine on the show one time?
I'm sure we covered it once.
He's got Agmatine on there as a nitric oxide booster, and then creatine hydrochloride.
Yeah, now creatine hydrochloride is something that I have yet to hear anything bad about. I mean, guys where regular creatine did not work would come back to me and say, man, I can feel this creatine hydrochloride stuff. It's really, really good. In fact, I wanted to use it in one of my upcoming products, but it remains to be seen whether it makes the cut.
Very, very cool. So check it out. Go to primenutrition.com. Okay, so the next question comes from Greg Geldart. He says, I've been struggling with some injuries as of late, elbows, knees, and dreading my workouts. Any suggestions? Yes, I know. Joint replacement. No, I'm kidding.
much of this goes back, I feel, to what's called pattern overload or their overuse injury.
Yeah.
Where you're performing the same movements over and over. And in that scenario, both the body and your brain become bored. So the solution is usually twofold. One, some time off for more prehab and rehab work. And two, when you do get back to the gym, switching up your movements. So I'm going to take myself as an example because this happened to me recently. I'm going to take the next 10 to 14 days just to up my sled work, cardiovascular capacity, and come up with a new plan. And that's going to do a couple of things. It's going to give my muscles, tendons, ligaments, joints, and my mind the break they all need, you know, to get into a position where I crave the gym again. Because my last couple sessions were, let's call them, uninspiring. Now, a lot of folks usually worry that they're going to lose a lot of muscle during that time. In fact, due to backing off, you likely gain some, because most guys doing this are overtrained, and the injuries are proof positive of that. You for sure will gain a much improved cardiovascular system and greater work capacity, which should put you sitting pretty when you return to the gym. When you do get back, it's time to change up the exercise menu. You can and should go back to basic movements and their variations that you haven't performed in a while. And more importantly, get a new loading protocol going. And there I'm referring to just a careful selection of training frequency, volume, and intensity, one that your body hasn't seen in a while. The combination of those two, active recovery and new movements, should be just what the doctor ordered. There was a protocol. Larry Scott had a mail order training system back in the mid-90s. I was a paying subscriber. It helped me to heal more injuries than any other protocol I've tried, due in no small part to the frequent changes in exercise. So it was a program you always looked forward to and you never dreaded it. If that's where you're at in your training today, Greg, do give the blueprint some consideration because I guarantee we have something that you've never tried. And like a lot of things, blueprint was built in part from stuff I stole from Larry Scott, Charles Staley, the West Side Method, you know, Bill Starr, Pete Sisko, Mike Mentzer. I stole a little bit of everything and put it together in a system. And when you do put it together, the results you get will blow your mind.
You know, Dan John said that's an important role of a coach, to steal things from other coaches.
That's exactly what
he said. He said that's the job of a good coach.
So well, anyway, I just think, you know, it's tricky to those guys, but you need to take a little bit from everyone, because what works for you, ultimately, you have to come up with the master plan. You're an individual, but you should look for ties that bind out there, and you should clip them.
Yeah. Okay, so here comes the next question. It's from Robert Sadler. He said, so a word on Tranquilogen after 2 weeks. Great stuff. I'm not a high-stress individual, but poor sleep has been a problem for me for 20 years. Generally, I wake up at 3 p.m. every night for a trip to the bathroom. I can set my clock by this. I'm so punctual. I usually wake up one or two times before this time to get up 7 a.m. On Tranquilogen, I have found that I am waking up now around 5, 5:30, which is substantial improvement for me. Also, when I do wake up, there's a profound calm feeling, and I don't feel as tired as before. I am also experiencing excellent energy levels all day long whilst at work, and generally feel quite calm. I'm currently taking one cap twice a day, morning and an hour before bed. I'm very pleased with the product and look forward to further testing it when I resume hardcore Muay Thai training in January. Just a question. I'm currently suffering from some lower back inflammation. Is it worth upping the dose to 3 a day to help tackle the problem? How does he know it's inflammation?
Well, my first recommendation would be doing the scale test, seeing if you are in fact out of balance, because usually it goes back to a subluxation somewhere in the vertebrae, and it could be subtle, but those things do cause inflammation. And if the short answer is yes, you know, bumping Tranquilogen up to 3 caps a day does bring the inflammation down quite a bit. And that is due to the curcumin concentrate we use, which has been shown in multiple studies now to be a terrific anti-inflammatory. It's included as ingredient number 1 for a reason. It just does so much. But do make sure, do get to the underlying cause of that inflammation. You know, that would be priority number 1. In the meantime, yes, you can bump it up. I'm glad you're having success with it, because whether it's combating the chronic daily stress we all live with, fighting pain, or improving glucose disposal, Tranquilogen has you covered. It's not just a product for us gym rats. It's a product for everyone, including the elderly. You know, we don't advertise it per se. It's grown by word of mouth, and it's doing that because people get it, and they tell their parents and grandparents about it. And it's pretty cool to see, you know, we're getting more and more baby boomers ordering it, given they struggle with a lifetime of bills, pain, and the blues that go along with that scene. So it's available in single bottles or a 3-pack over there at MuscleMass.com, and it's quickly built this loyal following. I don't know how others judge a product, but repeat buys are what I go by, and the repeat buys have been outstanding thus far. It's a nice compliment to Synthogen, too, if your budget allows.
Yeah. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day, and it's on the importance of continuing education, which is really something that a lot of people out there, who especially fitness trainers and such, really need to pay more attention to, because they don't. But we're going to talk about this when we come back in just a second. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. This is Rob Reckage's opportunity to answer your questions. If you have questions for Rob, you can email him to onair@superhumanradio.com. Or reach out to Rob on Facebook, Rob Regish, R-E-G-I-S-H. He'll do his best to answer your questions. In the meantime, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad and learn what all the rage is about. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code Super. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart. There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be.
I love this mashup.
There is violence in my heart.
There is violence in my heart. Nine Inch Nails, what a great group they were, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so real quick, initial reviews on the Age Force male performance enhancing patch are outstanding. Somebody emailed me and said that they thought that they were using a real PDE5 inhibitor.
Wow.
So, for those of you who haven't checked it out, I believe that there's a special on the website right now. Let me look at it. See, I don't know anything. Let's see here. Limited time, introductory offer, save 50% off. The new male sexual performance enhancement patch. 8-hour delivery, slap it on in the morning. And apparently, the guy who formulated this is keeping it on the down low, but he's very, very well known within the supplement community as a formulator.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and he indicated that the research behind this stuff is very, very strong, very profound. These are not ingredients that you're going to find anywhere else on the internet that are in this patch. And that if you have a special evening, you should slap on two. So.
<Whoa. laughs>
So go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce Male Sexual Performance Enhancement Patch and get 50% off when you use the coupon code ReadyNow50. That's what it's called, the ReadyNow patch. Isn't that great?
Ready for 8 hours.
Exactly. Anyway,
that's why.
And so on that note, we want to talk about continuing education.
Yeah, you know, this is an easy enough point, I guess, to understand, although a lot of us find it difficult to put it into practice. You stop growing physically when you run out of ideas. And the great Vince Gironda said it, and it's 100% true. The mind is more powerful than any steroid. A lot of guys are probably going to roll their eyes at that, but the fact of the matter is, every breakthrough that I ever had in this game, whether it was my own training or someone else's, came from a book, a newsletter, it was an idea, it wasn't a pill. So, you know, I've got dozens of ways to break plateaus, and I have dozens more here at home. In fact, I maintain a small library of them for just such a purpose. I got this way by continuously seeking answers to more and more complex problems that I had encountered. So over the years, I read voraciously, but more importantly, took the time to record what worked, what didn't, and compiled them all into an integrated system. What I learned was that even that wasn't enough, right? We live in an age where information doubles every 18 months, and new discoveries are being made seemingly weekly. That just reinforces the need to stay ahead of the curve by coming up with new training, diet, and supplementation tricks that'll keep you ahead of the competition. The challenge then is twofold. Have a go-to training protocol that delivers results, and to insert new twists and turns into that training protocol to keep your results coming. And I know there are a lot of folks listening that are confused. I know because I get their questions every week. The net is a wonderful tool, but it's just chock full of detours on the road to Gainesville. I can honestly tell you there's more bad advice and information out there than the good stuff. And it has made things harder, not easier. Just this week, I got a question from someone who was debating which loading pattern to use. There were three that he was looking at. And he was at a loss insofar as which one to pick. The answer in his case was none of them, given his goal was an aggressive cut. You know, a much more effective training approach would have been lactic acid tolerance training or the pairing of EDT and static holds. Choosing a diet was even worse. You know, I think at last count there were over 1,000 diet books on the market. He was looking at three of them there too, the anabolic diet, intermittent fasting, and carb backloading. Two of those three would have been a disaster, given his somatotype and his goal. And his final quandary was he wanted to know which test booster to pick. There were 6 that he was looking at. And the answer was none, given his age and some gaping holes in his mineral intake. You know, you want to plug those first before playing with test boosters. End of the day, I figure this poor guy had less than a 30% chance of making the right choice in each area, and likely the odds were even worse. I can't say that I blame him, given every ad and product out there screams that they've got the best thing going for your goal. But it's at this juncture that you would be wise to seek the counsel of someone you trust, someone who knows the game. Taking this one piece of advice from me is going to save you literally thousands of dollars and, more importantly, time. That's time you will never get back. And it makes me angry about the time that I lost. Because every day spent spinning your wheels is a waste. It costs you a lot more money as time rolls by. You know, it costs you more than just money. Trust me. The situation gets worse as you get older. One day, you're going to wake up, and your best years will have been squandered. Making progress, you can always make progress, but it's a lot more difficult when you're older. And you'll be glad that you did this today. Just look around and see what happens to people when they plateau. Years, in some cases, they spend spinning their wheels. What I came up with was the best 1-2 punch in this business, which is to say, the Blueprint ebook and my newsletter, the Blueprint Bulletin. With these two in hand, you're going to have more ways to gain than you'll know what to do with. You'll get your foundation to build with. With the Blueprint, its reputation speaks for itself. And there are years, if not decades, there are decades worth of ideas in there to juice your gains. And then on top of that, every month you receive even more information, which I have sifted through meticulously, in the Blueprint Bulletin. It continues to get exceptional feedback. People really appreciate having someone to weed through all this garbage that's out there for them. So on a monthly basis, I distill every breakthrough I can find and send it right to your inbox. And no, it's not a rehashed version of what you hear on this show every week. It allows me to speak at length about products, concepts, and other things that I can't speak to here. The price for all that, it's about $10 a month. You know, that's what an annual subscription to the Bulletin works out to. And for a limited time, before I pull it, they're going to get the Blueprint for free when they order. And I know it's a tough sell. I also know guys are spending hundreds of dollars a month on supplements. Supplements that will be gone in 30 days. Contrast that with a $10 a month investment for ideas that will last you a lifetime, and there is no comparison. You want to see what I'm talking about? Take a test drive on me, theblueprintbulletin.com. You can go there and get a free sample. And now finally, there are many folks who, for whatever reason, just don't want to avail themselves to the info. You know, I respect their position on that matter. What everyone can benefit from, though, is a third party performing a comprehensive overview of their training, diet, and supplementation relative to their goals. And in that event, I do offer phone consults, either for half or a full hour. There's no need to take notes. I summarize our discussion and my recommendations for you in an email after the call. And for many, it's been a great way to troubleshoot because it allows for a fresh set of eyes to evaluate what you're doing. So if you're interested in setting one of those up with me, email me at theblueprintarmy@gmail.com. I don't necessarily, you know, if it's my stuff or somebody else's, seek out information. Brooks Cubic provides, I can't even recommend it strongly enough. You know, his books on dinosaur training, how the old-time strongmen built muscle before drugs, there are things in that book which will change your life. There are things in my book that will change your life. Whatever road you take, do invest in something as far as your continuing education in this sport, because I absolutely guarantee that it's going to go a lot further than any money you spend on supplements, including mine. I can look back and honestly tell you, Carl, every big breakthrough that I ever came across was an idea, and it was a powerful idea. So I don't know what your own training history speaks to, but a lot of guys have the same story.
You can't make progress if there's a lot of people out there who say, oh, I've been training for 15 years, but they've been training the way they learned year one 15 times. They don't have 15 years of, they don't have 15 years of growth under their belt. They have 15 years of doing what they learned the first year. Most of us, when we first get into training, we are voracious readers. We are reading. We're deciphering, we're trying, we're experimenting, and then 3, 4, 5 years into it, well, we know it all. We know about the 5x5, and we know about the 8-3-2-1, and we know about this, and we know about that, and, you know, there's really no reason to learn anything new. I'm just going to do what I do. And consequently, we make some of our greatest gains those first 4 or 5 years when we're voracious readers, and we're looking for answers, and we're trying new things, and then we really never make any new gains. After that, is it a coincidence that we stop making gains when we stop pursuing learning? I think so.
Yeah, you know, for me, I never stop because I was always on and am still on this mission. It seems like this search, a quest for more and more information. And once you come across that information, it is life-changing. And it's a tough thing to do, though, to admit, hey, I don't know it all. I'm not the expert in this area. I need to learn more. But once you break down that wall, you start growing again, not just physically, but I think intellectually too and emotionally. There's a lot to be said for what this sport has to offer. You just need to wring as much out of it as you possibly can and then give back. Share what you have learned with someone, whether it's one person or a thousand. You will find it the most gratifying thing you have ever done. Take it from me.
Yeah. And you know what? You benefit when you help other people, and I'll tell you why. There's an old saying that I live by. You cannot help someone up a hill without getting up the hill yourself.
And so, very true.
Anyway, great information today. Fantastic stuff. As always, thank you so much for all your hard work, Rob. And show Rob some love. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today to get the Blueprint 3.0 for free when you buy the sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin and also a couple gifts. And if you want to try a free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin, go to the Blueprint. It's theblueprintbulletin.com or Blueprint Bulletin.
Yeah. TheBlueprintBulletin.com.
There you go. And you can take a peek at it, and then you can come back to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad and order it. So there you go. Rob Regish, thank you so much for being on the air today, Monday, to do this special edition of The Blueprint. Okay, brother?
Thank you. I enjoyed being here. I look forward to next week.
Okay, and take care. And then, of course, thank you to Dr. Tom Levy for coming on and talking about R-alpha-lipoic acid, and you can get a advanced form of liposomally delivered R-alpha-lipoic acid and save $10 by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Live On Labs banner ad at the very top of the website. We will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.